Kaya Biz with Gugulethu Mfuphi on Kaya 959.
Wealth creation on Kaya Biz with Gugulethu Mfuphi.
Just last week, you might recall that we reflected on a caller's frustration that was raised on Breakfast with Thomas in Skumba about the fact that he got retrenched, was unable to keep up with his credit commitments, then found himself being blacklisted, and now the blacklisting is holding him back from actually qualifying for a job, even though he is in the job market. We reflected on that conversation last week, Thursday, and you can go back to our website, kaya959.co.za, to listen back to the outcomes there, because one of the elements that was mentioned by our guest was the fact that you cannot, at random, for a variety of jobs, be restricted from qualifying for a particular job or role or function purely because you've been blacklisted. There are certain terms and conditions that would apply specifically for those who might work within a key financial role. But this raised a follow-up question that for many South Africans who have been retrenched in the last year, whether due to COVID or as a result of the lockdown, or just businesses finding themselves increasingly under pressure, and you still happen to find yourself in debt, struggling to make sure that you communicate with the financial service institution that you can't make your payments and you're trying to avoid getting blacklisted, what options are available? And this is where credit life insurance has come up, that many South Africans aren't actually claiming against this kind of relief to make sure that their debt gets removed and is paid off, just by proving and substantiating the details of your retrenchment and the fact that you're no longer employed or economically active, as a result, unable to pay off your debt commitments. Well, to help us understand much of this conversation and the nuances we need to be mindful of, we're joined by a firm friend of the show, Dr. Frank Makwekwe, who's a financial planner, educator, and coach. But Frank, such a pleasure to touch base with you. I must say, I think there's a congratulations that's required, because the last time you and I spoke, the DR was not situated in front of your name just yet.
That is correct, Gugu. Thank you so much for inviting me on the show. We haven't chatted in a while. Yes, I managed to get my PhD in personal financial planning.
Oh, beautiful.
I'm passionate about financial planning.
I know you are. And also comes at very quite a convenient time, as you say, in March last year.
Absolutely.
Getting your PhD. So again, I guess a hearty congratulations from us here at Kaya Biz. We'll celebrate that at the end of the show, I promise, with some horns, purely because you're a firm favorite of the station. But Makwekwe, if we can actually start by getting an understanding of credit life insurance and what this particular concept is. For many South Africans, we only become familiar with it when we're told about it and the benefits of it are brought to our awareness. But I guess remind us of what credit life insurance actually is.
Yeah, thank you, Gugu. And what a wonderful introduction that you did, you know, talking about that caller who called onto Thomas's show saying, you know what, I had this thing called credit life. I was retrained and now I tried to claim and, you know, they don't want to pay out. I want to start there and then explain to Kaya FM listeners what credit life is. Mm-hmm. One of the things that most consumers are not aware of, in fact, they're not aware of two things, Gugu. The first one, they are not aware that they have credit life. That might sound strange. Why? Because this product protects consumers in the event of death or permanent disability. And when you say protect, what does that mean? If you have outstanding debt on your home loan, for example, on a car, on a credit card, or a personal loan, should you pass away or you get permanently disabled, such a product would then pay off the outstanding amount on that debt, right?
Yes, sir.
But what often happens, Gugu, is that this is a product that most credit providers make mandatory. So for you to get a loan, you need to sign up for the credit life insurance. So most consumers don't make an active decision to buy Google. It comes with the product. You buy a car, you have to have credit life insurance. You want to have a credit card, you need to have credit life insurance. You want a personal loan, you have to have it. So consumers are not aware that they have it, because it's just part of the paperwork that they sign when they get a loan or a credit card or buy a car.
And that tells us something, that we don't read the fine print. And even if we do read it, we don't comprehend when and how we need to be making use of it, right, Dr.
McQuaid? Absolutely, Gugu. Which brings us to that consumer who called on Thomas's show, Gugu.
Yes.
Because some of the credit life products, they don't cover retrenchment. That's the first thing. So you really have to be sure whether retrenchment is covered or not. often when you buy a product, generally speaking, a life insurance product, there's something called exclusion. In other words, things that if they happen, you cannot claim. So let's quickly touch on those. So for example, when we talk of credit life, things such as a lawful dismissal. So if you are dismissed from your job and you no longer are able to pay your debt repayments, right, you do not qualify for claiming on credit life. If you voluntarily resign, that's another exclusion. If you retire, that's another exclusion. Interestingly, Google, if you participate in an unprotected strike and you are no longer able to pay your monthly debt repayments, you are not covered by credit life. Another interesting one, Google, you know the ministers have been contradicting each other regarding the recent said riots we had in our country, whether it's an insurrection or, you know, it's given a different name. Yes, what's so interesting is that one of the exclusions, Google, on credit life, it's participation in a war, whether that war is, you know, defined as a civil war, a civil commotion, an uprising, or guess what, an insurrection. So that wording is quite important. So we do know there are sadly South Africans who passed away during those riots. Depending on how those riots are defined, you may or may not be able to claim on your credit life. What does this tell us, Google? It tells us that when consumers apply for this policy, they always have to tell the truth. Are you employed? Are you unemployed? What sort of work do you do? That's very important, because if you don't do that, it's a problem at claim stage.
And that's such an important point there, Dr. Makwekwe, because as you say, you need to understand what the exclusions are and you need to be open and honest in your transactions. And this brings us to the point where maybe some South Africans who've been retrenched have been out of a job now for at least 6 months, 8 months, and some even a year or longer. Yes. How long does credit life insurance cover last for, from the time of your retrenchment to the time when you can claim? And I guess what I'm really trying to get at is that for that South African who's struggling right now, what process do they need to follow up on to make sure that they can claim from credit life insurance, even if they were retrenched a while ago from today?
Yes, and of course, we've heard from the regulator that there is a lot of benefits that are not claimed because people don't know.
Yes.
So let's take a first step. So the first step, Google, says your credit life policy, does it cover retrenchment or not? Yes or no? If it's a no, sadly, you can't claim. Also, there is fine print, Google, that says if you were told by your employer that you're going to be retrenched in 3, 4, or 5 months' time, if you were aware of the retrenchment, some of these credit life policies do not cover retrenchment. You are aware of it. So almost think of it, Google, as I wasn't aware, this thing just came upon me because my employer was going through problems and then I got retrenched. In that case, you will be covered if the policy covered retrenchment. There are some exclusions where they say if you were aware within a period of 3 months, you were told by your employer that you will be going through Section 189, you may be retrained, and so on and so forth, you may not be able to claim. So again, just highlighting why it's so important to understand that fine print. Let us then assume, Google, you are retrained, your policy covers it, and you are unaware. What happens is the following. It's a very simple process, Google. What do you need? Copy of your ID plus some documentary proof to show that you were retrenched. So in other words, something from your employer that would show that you were retrenched on this day. And that's really the only two documents that are required to start the process of the insurer processing your claim and ultimately paying you.
Yes.
Often, the payment process is reasonably short if you have all the required documents in place.
Very valid points. And I like that you've given us a step-by-step process for one to actually reevaluate their situation and their circumstances. But Frank, if someone finds themselves maybe in that precarious situation where they aren't adequately covered, they've tried to engage with their credit provider, but now they're finding themselves at their wits' end, begging from Peter to pay Paul, relying on family members to help them out with some kind of income just to keep the private phone call calls at bay, or now maybe they might even just be ignoring those phone calls and not too concerned about what happens with their credit score. What do they do? Because as we know, not only being without a job, being without an income, but all of this is a very emotional journey and can lead to a lot of frustration, anxiety and depression. So how best do we need to manage this situation if things don't work out favorably?
Really three steps, Gugu. I would say to the listeners, first, listening to this call and learning about this product called Credit Life, the first step for those who fortunately are employed, they haven't been retrenched, is just to look at that fine print. What exactly are you covered for? That's the first step for those who are working and haven't been, you know, retrenched, know what the fine print is. Thirdly, with the impact of the pandemic, some people have lost their job. I would say, number one, you have lost your job, the first thing to do is to contact creditors and say to them, I have a home loan, I have a personal loan, or I have my car, I have just lost my job, I want to let you know I don't have another source of income, it's going to be difficult for me to meet my monthly obligation. Mm-hmm. Most financial services providers would understand, particularly now during COVID, where, you know, there is those COVID-related relief that they offer to consumers. So engage with creditors. Secondly, Google would then be check your credit life. Were you covered for retrenchment? If so, get your paperwork ready. Get your retrenchment letter from your employer. Get your ID. Lodge your claim with the credit provider. That would be the second step. The third step, Gugu, and importantly, is that do not run away from those calls. So most consumers really want to stress this for Kaya FM listeners. When that call comes from the credit provider, please take that call, because when they can't get hold of you, what often happens is they then hand you over to debt collectors who start again calling you and they are not able to get hold of you. And sadly, the next step that credit providers then take, Google, is that they then go to the magistrate court and they get a judgment. Mm. The common man on the street refers to it as blacklisting, but legally, it's getting a judgment. In other words, they get permission to inform credit bureaus that you owe and are no longer fulfilling your monthly obligation. So what then happens is you've got a bit of a black mark on your credit report, which is not good. Yeah. So please, Kaya FM listeners, do not run away from the call. I was there myself. I know it can be stressful, but it is important to take that call and just say, for now, I am not able to pay. What arrangement can you make for me?
A very valid point to leave it on. Oh, Dr. Makwekwe, such a pleasure engaging with you as always and leaving us with some insight.
Happy to be on your show.
Indeed, sir. Can't wait till we have you back in studio with us in this, COVID recovery that we're trying to get out of. But that was Dr. Frank Makwekwe. As you can tell, a good friend of Kaya Biz here, updating us on credit life insurance. He's a financial life planner. He is an educator as well as a financial coach, helping us understand and navigate the ongoing concerns around credit life insurance policies. The Credit Ombud themselves have said that the claims around credit insurance policies are significantly low, which basically means that many of us as South Africans are covered. So if you find yourself out of a job, unable to pay your debt, need to make an arrangement, make sure you read the fine print and inquire if you have any credit life insurance on some of the debt that you have. You just might find yourself in a much better financial position than having to run away from private call numbers.
Wealth creation on Kaya Biz with Gugulethu Mfuphi.
Kaya Biz with Gugulethu Mfuphi.
Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.